Welcome to the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hours. This is Voices from the Front Lines. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. This is Manuel Criollo, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric Mann. Joining us today, we'll be joined by Peter Kornbluh, the author of The Pinochet File, a declassified dossier on atrocities and accountability, which has recently been published in paperback. He'll be talking about the recent decision by the Chilean courts to indict General Augusto Pinochet for crimes committed during the international series of state-sponsored terrorist acts against the left and other forces under Operation Condor. Following him, we will have Dorothy Roberts, professor of law at Northwestern University School of Law, author of Killing the Black Body, Race, Reproduction, and the Meaning of Liberty. She'll be joining us today talking about the future of Roe versus Wade and the racism of the mainstream reproduction rights movement. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Eric Mann and his weekly commentary.
Hi, everybody. Happy middle of the holidays. Manuel and I are glad. I think we're glad to be here on KPFK on a Monday in the middle of this long holiday weekend. And we really have a lot to be thankful for. I mean, just spending a week with CNN and whatever that guy with the beard is was there all the time, their main commentator. And the comparison between KPFK, where you have Eva Georgia, Armando Gordino, Alan Minsky, and just a lot of people trying to make intelligent left controversial conversation allowed inside the United States. Wolf Blitzer, that's what I was thinking of. So today we have, as I said, as Manuel said, Peter Kornbluh and Dorothy Roberts. And I'm going to just start out with a little bit about the fight inside the Democratic Party between the center-right, and that's where it is, the center-right represented by Howard Dean, and the far-right represented by just about everybody else. I don't know if you know that Howard Dean is running for the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, which I would fully support in a more generally progressive direction. And he's trying to stop, which is the usual stuff, that the Democratic Party runs to the right, as if it's a Republican, runs like a deer in front of the headlights, gives away rights right and left, capitulate John Kerry. Well, I'm an altar boy. I am an altar boy. I fought in Vietnam. I killed people. I want to kill Saddam Hussein. I want to kill Osama. You know, kill, kill, kill. That's the left. So after Kerry runs this pathetic campaign to the right, they sum up that he didn't run enough to the right because he wasn't enough on values, which I'll come back to. So now you have Howard Dean trying to stop the ultra-right wing direction with his December 6th commentary. I'm going to read part of it. This is Howard Dean speaking now, former governor of Vermont. Since Election Day, there's been a lot of predictable moaning and groaning about the future of the Democratic Party, particularly predictable the suggestions that we need to be more Republicans in order to win. Democrats need to learn by our previous mistakes. We have tried being Republican light, and it does not work. It's a mistake to run away from the things we believe in. And I think we can win in the so-called Republican states by being real Democrats. So great, John, Howard, you're going to tell us what it is exactly Democratic believes in, because I've been wondering myself. Okay, back to Dean. We have to realize that there are no red states and no blue states, just American states. Yeah, with all those white people voting Republican 60-40. Okay, Howard. I believe the country is still more in sync with Democratic values than Republican values. Our task is to remind ourselves, the American people, are the hallmark issues that distinguish Democrats from Republicans. All right, folks, sit down. I don't want you to fall off your chair, so sit down as he explains these differences. For example, Democrats historically tackle economic issues with bold, common-sense policies. Our last Democratic president created 22 million jobs in this country. In the last 4 years, George W. Bush oversaw the loss of 1.5 million. Democrats balance budgets. Republicans do not. Democrats consistently try to pass legislation that will provide some kind of affordable health care. Republicans do not. Democrats believe we ought to raise the minimum wage to help the average worker keep up with the cost of living. Republicans do not. Democrats believe corporations have too much power over our daily lives. Republicans do not. And to prove it, they've given away billions of dollars of our tax money to the biggest corporations in the world over the last 4 years. On each of these issues, the majority of American people are with the Democrats, says Howard Dean, not Republicans. Democrats have the right beliefs to win. We just execute a poor public relations plan. And despite the enormous improvement in our ground game, the Republicans executed a more effective strategy. Republicans are more successful because they work in a more unified, disciplined way with local supporters, especially with their base. They also avoid the Democratic chronic pitfall of listening to the pundits inside the Beltway. And then he ends by saying, only then can we save the greatest nation on the face of the earth from the twin Republican perils of enormous deficits and constant misadventures abroad. Well, this is pretty evasive on Dean's part. I mean, the first thing he's not saying is that this is a white settler state, and the vast majority of white people have now become aggressively tied to the Republican Party, and that the Democratic Party is so petrified that it wants the black and Latino vote without mentioning anything about civil rights. So notice nothing here is about civil rights in what it means to be a Democrat. So if you're looking for a civil rights party, it's not the Democratic Party. Secondly, you notice that when he says what the Democrats are for, he doesn't say getting out of Iraq. At the end, he makes this little thing about twin Republican perils of enormous deficits and constant, quote, misadventures abroad. It's not a misadventure to have a shock and awe strategy in Iraq any more than it's a misadventure to kill 3 million people in Vietnam, as the Democrats did. So Howard Dean took a strong stand against the war when he was not governor of little white folks Vermont, but when he was ex-governor. So ex-governor, hey, I'm ex-commandante of the revolutionary movement in Guinea. I mean, anybody can be ex. Secondly, he said that while he was against the war in Iraq, he wasn't in favor of getting out. So Wall was courageous about that. He was going to be just like Kerry, the anti-war candidate getting in. But now that we're in, we have to support the so-called troops. According to that theory, since the United States has troops in virtually every country in the world, you can never get out, because once you're in, you got to support the troops. He does not mention abortion, which we'll get to with Dorothy Roberts. He does not mention reproductive rights for women. He does not mention gay and lesbians, although he does mention that gay and lesbians are among the new candidates that they're trying to get. He does talk about black and Latino candidates, but not black and Latino issues. He talks about gay and lesbian candidates, but not gay and lesbian issues. Interestingly, he doesn't discuss the central issue, which if I was writing the Democratic script, it would be the issue that values mean not personal morality imposed by a church, but values of the highest level of public policy. So, for instance, U.S. out of Iraq is a values issue. U.S. in Iraq is a values issue. A woman's right to abortion is a values issue. Taking away a woman's right to abortion is a values issue. Giving the rights to gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender people to get married is a values issue. Hating them is a values issue, as the Republicans do. Expanding the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1964, reparations for black people in the United States and throughout Africa, combining all the black votes in the South into one electoral college mass is a values issue, and denying black people the right to vote in the South by virtually gerrymandering every state is a values issue. So the stupid Democrats can't even figure out that they are ceding the issue of values. He starts off by saying, I don't believe, this is Howard Dean, the center-rightist, saying, only 20% of the people actually voted on values issue. So again, in terms of giving away something, it's as if, well, only 22% of the people had values. There's 80% who didn't. No, we all have values. And this was not a fight over values. It was a fight over racism and anti-racism, a vague liberalism versus a genocidal war. And if you have a frightened catch-a-bear who is a guy without any voice, John Kerry, who can't even figure out how to say, I went to the war in Vietnam. I did lead the Winter Soldier investigation. I found out that there were war crimes, and the war crimes we committed in Vietnam were just like the ones at Abu Ghraib. And therefore, what I've learned out of that is that war crimes come with war, and that the way to end war crimes is to end wars of aggression. He never tried it. So the point is that right now, to end with this, if I don't have Nancy Pelosi's number now, but Nancy Pelosi, the supposed liberal from San Francisco, is leading a movement to get rid of Howard Dean as the candidate for the Democratic Party National Convention, because she wants to bring in a pro-abortion candidate. Even though she's anti-abortion, she wants to bring in a pro-abortion candidate to show the Republicans that the Democratic Party is opening up its arms to what they call a broader tent. So this debate about, which happened, started with Clinton, who won by going to the right, and he was at least a good version of how to be smart about it, but he was a dog, followed by Gore, the robotic, run to the right, followed by John Kerry. I mean, there was a real debate at the last minute whether John Kerry actually had a pulse. That was one of the last debates that I saw going on. So as the Democratic Party moves further and further to the right, Howard Dean, with all his weaknesses, is trying to, I would say, keep the Democratic Party in the center, and we want to continue the coverage of the efforts by Nancy Pelosi and John Kerry to get rid of Howard Dean as National Democratic Chairman and to try to bring in essentially a closet Republican to replace him. So that's really what his truth out perspective is about. He's defending his own candidacy in running for the head of the DNC. So as much as I hate the Democrats, watching the struggle inside the Democratic Party is going to be really interesting. So stay tuned to every Monday at 4. I keep telling you, tell your boss, tell your whoever you work for. I get off Monday at 4. I have to listen to Voices from the Front Lines. Or just take your iPod or your little speaker and come to work, and 4 o'clock just check out and join us every Monday at 4 with Manuel and Tammy Lou and Damon Ozzoli. So we're going to take a brief identification. You're on KPFK 90.7. That was Eric's opening monologue for the 27th of December. And when we come back, we're going to have William Kornblow, who's going to talk about the Pinochet file and the movement against the dictatorship in Chile. Very encouraging.
Señor Pérez, su conciencia la enterró en un ataúd. Y no limpiarán sus manos toda la lluvia del sur.